Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Chris Bartlett, Director of Leadership Formation with the Blaze Ministries, shares what God has been doing in his life.
Greetings. Today's readings are about prayer. They're about heaven. They're about what we were created to be, our purpose, our destination. Now, the first reading from Romans says, "The Spirit comes to the aid of our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes with inexpressible groanings." This complemented with the reality that the Catechism, paragraph 2661, talks about by a living tradition, the Holy Spirit in the church teaches the children of God to pray. I am comforted by the fact that the scriptures and the catechism both talk about how we do not know how to pray as we ought and that we need aid in order to pray. And indeed, it is God who provides us the Holy Spirit, sends his Spirit upon us so that we can learn how to pray. Now, this is all connected to our purpose, right? And so it goes on to continue in Romans about how we are predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he may be among the firstborn among his brothers. Now, the firstborn has the right to the inheritance. In the Old Testament, in these times, the firstborn is the one that has the right to the inheritance. And so when he's talking about predestination here in Romans, he's not talking about that theological kind of piece to where it's like, no matter what we do, we're predestined to get to heaven and some people are predestined to go to hell. That is not what the church teaches, even though there's some words that look similar to that reality. I want to clarify that because sometimes I get tripped up on that reality. It's more like if you imagine a butter knife, and if you've ever had a screw in your house that is loose and you don't have a screwdriver, you use a butter knife as a flathead screwdriver, and it can get the job done, but it can damage the knife, and that's not the true purpose of the knife. The issue isn't that it didn't do the job well. The issue is actually that it was created for an entirely different purpose. And so when it talks about predestination here, we are predestined, we are created for heaven. That is our purpose, is to return to the Father's love in heaven. So that is why we are created. And so in regards to that, prayer and the Holy Spirit help us to return to our true purpose and receive the inheritance as children of God. Now, when we move on to the gospel from St. Luke, this gets hard because someone asks, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" The conversation of salvation is somewhat haunting, especially in our modern era that wants to reject the idea of hell altogether. We find ourselves causing to pause and reflect on what on what it really means for after this life, right? Jesus talks about strive to enter through the narrow gate, for I tell you, many will attempt to enter, but not be strong enough. Now, it just told us that we do not know how to pray as we ought in Romans. So the idea of us not being strong enough shouldn't come as a new concept. But now it seems like something great is at stake. Our salvation is at stake because of our lack of strength. But again, what did that first reading in Romans tell us? As I reflect on this, I realize that I'm not strong enough. Right? I am not strong enough to get to heaven on my own, just like I'm not strong enough to pray on my own. And there's a beauty in being dependent on the one who calls us home to him. So, an analogy that I was reflecting on is the idea of a car. A car is built to go. To go to heaven is what we were built for, ultimately to spend eternity with our God, our Father in heaven. And so, if that's the reality, right? A car was built to go, but without fuel, without something external to the car, even though its very structure, its very build is meant for it to go, a vehicle exists to go, it needs something else to it. It needs fuel to aid it in its motion forward. In the same way, we need to allow ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we are relying not just on our strength, but on the strength of the Holy Spirit in order to move ourselves forward into heaven, in through that narrow gate, and into deeper relationship with God in prayer. I want to challenge you not to focus on turning away from hell, but rather today focus on opening up and receiving the Holy Spirit in a way that will propel you and fuel you towards what you were created, what your destiny is, what you were created to be, and that is a child of God, a saint in heaven, in the eternal embrace and gaze of our loving Father.
Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. That includes making it easy for followers of Jesus to share what they've received through our platform, including through this podcast. If you have a desire to share what you've received with others, please check out the many ways you can contribute to the Come Follow Me community by visiting comefollow.me/contribute. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.